Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, according to a new report from Children's Books Ireland, a fifth of kids under the age of four are not being read to by their parents. But why is reading to kids important? And do authors write their books mindful of the fact that an adult will be reading them aloud? We're joined by the author of the fabulous Millie McCarthy series, Leona Ford. Leona, good afternoon.
Thanks so much, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
It's lovely to... Well, I'm only having you on purely out of self-interest. I live with a 9-year-old who will be tremendously excited when I tell her who I was talking to today.
Oh, thank you.
When you're writing, are you thinking, because Millie's like 10, so are you thinking that the child reading the books will be of an age to read them themselves, or there'll be an adult with them at the time?
I'd actually be very conscious of both. So I like to put words into the Millie books that are from the Dulce list, so they're easily recognisable, so it's not that much of a challenge to a child to read them. And then Karen Hart's illustrations are fantastic as well at adding extra understanding for the child. But I'm always cognizant of the fact that I'm a mom of four and I read to my kids, and I'm far better at reading a book that I have an interest in. So I'll try and put in little bits and pieces, little what we call Easter eggs, hidden jokes for the adults. So in the latest one, a parent came up to me and she was like, "Oh, I was in stitches when I read about your hairy toes." I was like, "Well, thanks very much." So I knew that's what something for the mammies. And I've had dads, readers tell me they really enjoy the dad's dad jokes and that they store them up in their back pocket for, you know, whenever they need them themselves. So I do think it's important to realise that some kids will be good at reading on their own, but others might need the help of the parents. So to interest both is the best.
Yeah, because I mean, there's like with Millie, she says things and she's not quite aware, like it's never her fault. She does things where kind of an adult will go, "Oh God, that's sweet," but we'll find it funny. Perhaps even the child won't actually get it either, the way Millie doesn't quite get it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So like I'm thinking in the latest book as well, there's a little joke in there and Millie's dad is trying to explain to the person who runs the Gael Tocht about what Millie has gotten up to down there. So he tries to make light of the situation and he says, "Yeah, I hear you're a coffee drinker because down here there's a ban on tea and you mightn't get it if you you're not an Irish speaker." And a child mightn't get it, but an adult, you know, having gone to the Gael Tocht ourselves when we were kids, we'll get it straight away.
And your experience of reading to children themselves, are they always paying attention? Do you have to kind of be a bit more performative to make sure they do keep attention?
No, I don't think so. Like different experiences for being a mammy and being a teacher. My own kids are complete bookworms and they will request the same books over and over again, or they will ask me to read certain things. But I also teach teenagers, and in that role, I go in there and I will read an entire novel to them, and I'll sometimes put on the accents for different characters. So I think once you get them invested in the story, I think it's very important to pick a book that they will enjoy. If they can pick the book themselves, even better. But the minute that you're over that first couple of chapters and you have them invested in the plot, in the setting, in the character, they'll want to read on. So I think it's really beneficial if you have a child who struggles with reading to read those first three or four chapters to them so that they're past that initial struggle and you've hooked them.
Yeah. And to get a child of any age invested in a story, are there a common set of elements that you need? Does the child, for instance, is it easier if the child is kind of, because a lot of kids who read the Millie McCarthy, Irish kids who read the Millie McCarthy book are going, "I go to my national school, so it's very relatable to them."
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. I would say let the child guide you. Like I've one boy and he absolutely loves graphic novels. So I let him pick whatever books he wants to read at all. And he picked up an old dandy in a charity shop the other day. And I was telling him I used to read them when I was young. And so he's well able for chapter books if he wants to, but I would let him read whatever. The other thing I would say is audiobooks are great at sparking an interest in the kid as well. So I'll often pop an audiobook in, especially if we're going on a long journey somewhere. And if we don't get to finish it, I often have one of the kids say, "Mom, can I get that out of the library? Because I want to see what happened in it."
That's so interesting. Even listening to a book will transfer into a desire to read a book.
Oh, completely. We listened to an audio book of, I'm going to forget the name of it here now.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It was an audio book.
It was an audio book about a child going to Achill Island. And then it came into the theatre in Cork and the kids demanded to go and see it because they had read the book and wanted to see how it would look on stage. It was fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's great to know. And when does the new book come out? It's about Halloween.
It is. So the new book is out in October and it's called Millie McCarthy and the Haunted House Hullabaloo.
Right.
And so it should be the first week of October that's out.
Okay. Well, in my house, we'll be lining up to buy that straight away. Lovely to talk to you, Leona. Thanks very much for...
Just the last time, I got someone ringing me saying that they had heard you chatting about my book and that you had requested that I write a little faster. So, Sean, I've taken it on board.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry, I didn't want to pressure you, but I'm glad you've taken it on board. Leona, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Leona Ford there. One texter says, as a parent, you need to be willing to pick a book that you are okay reading 100 times. You don't want one that you're tired of because you'll be guaranteed that'll be the one they love the most. That's brilliant advice. I remember my dad reading his bedtime stories growing up. He used to do different voices for all the Roald Dahl characters, and it is such fond memories that we have together. Sometimes, if he was tired, he used to just close the book and make up his own story. The imaginary ones were our favourites. Yeah, I found when you're in that scenario, you're reading the same book over and over again, that you start adding in things to see do they notice, which of course they invariably do. And then they're begging you to do it and you can't think of anything.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.